What can you do to improve your writing and build your network as a part of it? As a creative and professional writer, my time post-college graduation was just that. Difficult to keep an upward learning curve that honed my craft and connected me with others in the field. So today, join me on a quest to connect writers to the experiences they need with top authors, editors, and publishers ready to share their methods for success. Become a part of a new elevated selection for publishers and debunk the myth that while writing is a solo act, being a writer is not always solitary. Am I right? Hey, Word Wizards! Welcome back to another excellent episode of Am I Right? I've got the fabulous Kathy Davis over here, and she's going to talk to us about creativity and how treating your body affects, you know, how you output your energy and creativity, which is so important with writing. We're going to talk about her not three, but four books she has published out. And one side is vision, one side is recipes. And so we're going to touch on two different genres there for those who are, you know, looking to write in those genres and just get some overall great advice. So first off, Kathy, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you, Sheridan. I'm so excited to talk to you. And I love Word Wizards. I love that. That is amazing. So awesome. I'm excited to be here.
Yes, I feel like we need some kind of mantra for ourselves with the, you know, effort that we put into it. So something that I want to kind of bring up before you introduce yourself to the audience and what you do is you said 6 months to the day, she decided to kind of change the way that you presented yourself to the public and also, you know, the recipes that you're bringing forward. And that led you to being reached out to write a book, which is probably not what you expected. And I just think it's so cool and worth mentioning that sometimes you just have to keep the faith and keep, you know, doing what you love and creating the creativity that you were meant to create, and things will come to you. And I think that isn't mentioned enough in the publishing industry and in the writing industry, because you believe that you have to do all the work, and you do have to do a lot of work, but it is a matter of timing, and it is a matter of meeting the right people and staying true to who you are. So with that, Kathy, would you like to talk a little bit about your journey and about, you know, how you came to be in this area of business?
Absolutely. I mean, I'm a former school teacher, so you'll probably hear that in both my energy and my organization and my love of creativity. And I grew up on the standard American diet. So I'm a plant-based lifestyle coach. I'm a mindset coach. I work really on the spiritual and energetic side of making the mindset shift to adopting eating as a source of energy and a source of creativity, as we want to talk about. And I came into this way of eating 9 years ago, pretty resistant. It was my husband's idea. He thought eating plant-based was going to be like the solution to making sure we stayed healthy and that we would avoid lifestyle diseases like diabetes and heart disease and all of that. And I didn't know what was in store for me. Like I wasn't super excited about it. And so if you're listening and you're like, I don't know, I don't want to listen to a plant-based girl, just hang with me. Hang with me. I promise there are gold nuggets that you will pull out of this and you will be like, she's amazing. And I'm not just tooting my own horn. Like there's some good stuff in this. And so I adopted the vegan life. I live it. I embraced it. And 5 years, it was great. And then I woke up one day and I was like, why am I so uninspired? I started Veg Inspired. That's my business 8 years ago to help lead, guide, inspire, and educate people to eat more plants, live their best lives. Like Veg Inspired, it was going to be this whole lifestyle blog that was going to help people live their best lives and eat more plants. And over the course of time, the more processed vegan foods I ate, the more uninspired I became. And so just knowing the work that goes behind writing, knowing that a lot of writers don't do this as a full-time gig, right? Like we probably are, it's probably a side hustle for some of us. It's a side, yep, side project. It's a hobby. And so
absolutely,
we're stretched with time as it is. And oftentimes that leads us to turn to those more convenient foods, takeout, things like that. That's what I was eating. I was just eating the vegan version and it wasn't serving me either. And so 3 years ago, my pivot moment, I decided to go back to the basics and go back to this more whole food, clean, natural, plant-based way of eating. And really it's founded in grains and beans and potatoes and vegetables and fruits and nuts and seeds. Like it's, when I say eat more plants, I don't mean just eat more kale. I mean, really tap into these energy thriving foods, these nourishing foods. And yep. Sheridan, I know you asked me to talk a little bit about, you know, how my story evolved. So I went from this lifestyle blogging, writing, and making this pivot. And there was a point in my journey where I was focused very much on plant-based eating, this whole food plant-based eating as a diet. And my husband, as brilliant as he is, said, what if you focus more about it being a lifestyle and just creating habits that you want that align with your goals? I was like, well, no diet program ever told me that. They told me to eat and count points and do all this. Like, this is a shift in the whole industry. And so the more I stepped into that and showed up and showed people that it's about eating as a lifestyle and eating and daily habits, the more connection I was able to make. And so when you highlighted that, the 6 month piece, like I remember reading the email from the publisher and thinking, is this a scam? Like somebody wants me to write a book. Like I always wanted to write a book. I think I wanted to write a book since I was little. Like I majored in English. I mean, all of the things led to this catalyst moment, but they would have never found me if I wasn't in my truth and speaking my conviction. And I fully believe that when we eat and live in alignment with our goals, magic happens. And I think that's what we're here to talk about, right? What that magic is, what that creativity is. So
yeah, that's beautiful. And such a journey and amazing what you've learned from it. And so before we, talk about your books, which I am so excited to hear your experience with that reach out. What would you say to those who are feeling kind of stagnant? Maybe they're not feeling that creativity and they're looking for ways to kind of reboost that love for what they do in writing and in their hobbies. Is there a smaller step they can take? Can they start eating? Obviously they can start eating differently, but what can they do to kind of get themselves forward on that path?
Yeah. Both from the publishing or the author side, sometimes our creativity is found in places that we don't expect. I would say go for a walk, connect with nature, do things that light you up, that fill you up. And when you think about the energy that we have, right? I didn't write my book as the sole thing I was doing. Like I did it alongside something else. And so we already are pouring our energy into one thing. We need to stop and recharge ourselves. And I found that through food. I found that by, making sure that I was eating a nice whole grain breakfast with berries, blueberries actually increase our cognition, which I didn't know until I did some research.
I do so, now.
Now you're going to add blueberries and you're going to be like, blueberries are the magic food. I don't know if they're the magic food, but I'll own it. I mean, hey, if blueberries make me more creative and have more energy, I'm here for it. And so, tapping into how food makes you feel. And when I work with my clients, we talk a lot about how does the food make you feel? Like physically, 60 minutes, 30 minutes, an hour or 2 hours after you eat, how do you feel? Is it like Thanksgiving dinner where you're tired? Are you so busy that you're skipping meals? And so by the time you get home from your day job, you've got family to pour into, you're hangry, you're like, forget it, we'll just get takeout, we'll just pop this frozen food in the fridge, we'll just mix up this boxed food. All of that's refined, full of preservatives. They're very energy draining foods. So you might be sitting there thinking, okay, well, I'm busy. And I don't have time to be cooking up, these whole foods from scratch like great grandma used to make. And I get it. There are convenient plant foods, brown rice. They sell brown rice now in the freezer that's already pre-cooked. All you got to do is microwave it or heat it up in a pan. Canned black beans. Like this is a meal that I do a lot. I go to it a lot. Very easy to throw together. You can even do it in a hotel if you're traveling. So some type of cooked rice. Or cooked grain, if you like quinoa, you could use that. Canned black beans, drained and rinsed. Now they have pouches. You can even carry, you might have to carry a can opener in your suitcase if you're traveling, but you know what I mean. You can buy fresh salsa from the most produce. You can buy fresh guacamole. Add that with some shredded lettuce or shredded cabbage, maybe some corn, maybe pickled jalapenos. You can make your own Chipotle bowl without the meat, without the cheese, and it'll taste amazing. And it has all the foods that you need. Like it's all fresh ingredients. It's all, nutrient dense ingredients. It's going to help you sustain that energy. And so what I've found personally, and I actually experienced it when I think back to that time 3 years ago when I was here living my dream, I traveled the United States full time in an RV, living the dream. And I couldn't pull myself off the couch to film a recipe video for my audience because that's what I did with Veg Inspired at the time. I lacked so much creativity. Mm-hmm. I lacked the spirit and the inspiration. But when I started to shift the way that I ate and started to really feed myself these nourishing whole foods and stopped eating all these high sugar, high inflammatory, energy draining foods, that's when I saw the creativity come back in. That's when I was more inspired. That's when I had more energy. And so I attribute, you know, the cookbooks, just showing up online, my new business in this coaching realm, this mentorship realm, really all falling back on eating in alignment with my goals of being the version of me that could be creative, that could do the things and serve my audience in the way that they needed to be served and serve my family.
Yeah. It's so good. A lot to unpack there. That's amazing. But the number one thing I would say is pay attention to how she listened to her body, because as creatives, as writers, most of us do have a day job. That's how it works. And if your book is your day job, it's a lot of work too. And there's maybe not a lot of time. You wish you had maybe to do your hobbies or maybe just to write. But if you listen to your body, just take a minute, even if you're under a deadline, and give it what it needs, your creativity will come faster. It'll be more, you know, energizing. And I have definitely experienced this for myself. So very true. And switching over kind of to your publishing experience with both a book on vision and three cookbooks. I mean, they reached out to you. You thought maybe this was a joke, and it wasn't a joke. And
wasn't a joke.
With this journey, were there things that you didn't expect from having to create these recipes? Was having that deadline difficult for you? Did you find ways around it? What was your experience?
Oh gosh, so many things, so many questions. So this was a unique opportunity because the publisher provides the outline and the publisher provides the deadline. Mm-hmm. So for those of you writing a book, you know how hard it is. You know how much work goes into it. You know how much passion you want to put into it. And my deadline was short. I had 6 weeks.
Wow.
So over 100 recipes tested in 6 weeks. We ate a lot. We gave away a lot of food. We ate a lot more because, you know, recipes, you don't just do that once. You really, if you're doing it authentically, you're really doing it more than once. And so it took, I did all the recipes. And then what I didn't realize is at the top of every recipe in most cookbooks is a little story, a little, there's a word for it, and I don't know what the word is, a little intro, header, whatever they want to call it. And it's that cute little blurb about the story, about the connection with the author. Well, when you're writing, when you're testing recipes and testing it in the kitchen, and then you sit down and you're like, oh my goodness, I need to write that. I need to now put my ideas that are on paper into, because that's how I recipe test on paper, into a format where an editor can read it and review it. That was a whole new experience for me. And it was amazing. I would definitely do it again. I really enjoyed the cookbook writing process. I really enjoyed the creativity that it brought to me. And it inspired me even then to show up differently, right? Like now I'm a published author. Like I need to be a published author and I need to live in alignment with these books that I now have that I've signed my name to.
Yeah.
So as you're writing, think about the message that you're putting out. Think about the help and the support. My books cover three pieces. There's one on time. So 30-minute whole food plant-based covers the myth that people don't have time to eat plant-based. Super easy plant-based covers the myth that it's too hard. And then budget friendly covers the myth that it's too expensive. And so is there a twist? No, I didn't go in writing those three books with that twist. That's what's come out of it since. And you'll learn as you go, like, are there twists that you can put on your books as you market them?
Yeah.
And what's the evolution? And so there was a lot. And then the nonfiction book, which I guess a cookbook would be considered nonfiction too, but that I am a collaborator in, I only wrote a chapter. And interestingly enough, I think that was hard. it was hard to condense a long story into just one chapter and still be able to catch people's attention and convey the message, which in that book, the message was how to harness vision to achieve your goals. And so I tell the story.
That is a lot to put in a chapter.
I tell the story about the RV.
Yeah. What a unique experience to have to try to, that's really prioritizing what you want them to take away. Every word counts, what details are included, which is very different from your experience before writing cookbooks, where you have a little bit more leniency there. And it's a little bit more, there is a lot of prep work. It's a little bit more of like a bullet pointed format. It's point A to point B. And that's what I love about your experience, is because you can talk, kind of speak to both sides of that, and condensing your, the most important things. That sounds a lot like querying right now for me, and what's happening, getting everything that you can into the smallest bit of information to share. And that's something that a lot of our writers kind of deal with. So as we're wrapping up, what advice would you offer to those who are listening, who are, kind of trying to get to that place where they can publish and who are trying to rekindle their creativity and find that passion in what they love? I mean, what advice would you give to them?
You know, when I first published the books, I probably would have said, just stick with it. Just keep going. Just keep writing. Mm-hmm. It's been about 18 months since my last book came out. And I would tell you now, I've evolved, I've grown. Spend some time with your passion. Spend some time to refuel yourself. I'm working on a project right now called I Intentionally Walked 10,000 Steps, and this is what I learned in a month in 30 days.
Wow.
And I'm on day 38, because 39, one of the things I learned was that that's where I recharge. And so I don't want to stop, because I want to be as recharged and energized as I can from those walks every day. And I did that for the whole month of January, and my business didn't suffer. My results didn't suffer, even though I took out about an hour and a half every day to walk the 4 miles necessary to intentionally walk 10,000 steps. So I would tell you that, eat more plants. That's my message.
Yes.
But from a place of alignment, from a place of tapping into what fuels you, and that may be food, that may be sleep, mm-hmm. that may be playing with your kids or kids in your life or your pet, maybe going for a walk, but allow yourself time to sharpen your sword or sharpen your axe. I read a story once, and it was about two gentlemen were cutting wood, and one guy just cut and cut and cut and cut and cut. And the longer through the day he would go, the less productive he would be. Mm-hmm. And the other guy, he would cut and cut and cut, and then he would take time and he would sharpen his axe. And so he got more productive. His productivity didn't drop like the guy that didn't sharpen his axe. So sharpen your axe, eat more plants, go for the walk, do the things in alignment with yourself and build
and that
up
will bring creativity. So good. That's our plaque quote of the episode. There's always one.
Love it.
You can even change it to sharpen your pen, because I know that's how this is. Pen is mightier than the sword. That you can take time for yourself. And it's not wasting time if you're using it intentionally to help build your creativity and your personal energy. So I would challenge those who listen to think this week on the times that they have that they could better use to help, light themselves up so that their creativity can flow better when it is time to write. So thank you so much for coming on, Kathy. This has been so good. I will continue to talk to you if I could, if we had more time. It has been fabulous.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, Sheridan. I appreciate it.
Yes, absolutely. And we will include the links to kind of what you're about, but if there's anywhere that we want to connect with you specifically, where would that be?
I'm a fan of Instagram. So hop over there. Let me know that you found me via this podcast. Send me a message, comment on my recent post. Just let me know how you connected. And I love connecting. I run my own Instagram. It's me you're communicating with. So join me and we'll have fun.
Representing her brand, being authentically Kathy. I love it. I will stick around with me here for a minute, but for those who are listening, I hope you've, taken away as much as I have. And to all you word wizards out there, right?
Can you see ways to improve your writing process already? Thanks for joining us on this excellent episode of Am I Right? For more information about the podcast, guests, or upcoming episodes, follow the show on Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Right onward, wizards!